On today's morning show from WRCO and WRCE, we have a real treat. We have the cast and crew of the program, the play Heidi, which is coming up this weekend and next as well. And we have some actors in the studio, and we have Amy Rowan, the director, whom we'll start with this morning with a conversation. Thanks for taking time out. I know you're busy.
Yeah, thank you for having us. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Indeed. And you had a great showing last year with Gilligan's Island.
Yep. So I'm hoping to have just as good of a crowd this year for Heidi.
When you put the program on, you know, it's a little bit different putting on a play in the summertime, isn't it?
It is. And this year we're actually doing something new for community players, and we're using the Copper Top Theater at the UW Platteville Richland building. And community players is not typically known to ever go there. Normally we're either at the downtown auditorium or high school. So this year is a first for being at Copper Top.
And that's exciting, because I know last in the spring there was talk that perhaps that was the last play.
Exactly. So it is nice to kind of still bring life to the Copper Top Theater.
So why Heidi? Why did you choose this?
Heidi is a story that actually my co-director, Daniel Carlson, who unfortunately couldn't be here today, it was a show that was near and dear to him. So he's the one that came and said, hey, I really want to direct. Would you help me out with it? And I was like, sure, not a problem. I'd be happy to. So I tried to run with his visions and how he wanted to see it done. And I worked with the cast and the crew to try to bring his visions to life. So it really wasn't my story of how I got into it. It was more Daniel Carlson's, that I just kind of ran with his ideas.
Okay. And so then you had to kind of familiarize yourself with it a little bit then?
Yep. So it was I've seen the Shirley Temple version of Heidi, the movie, and I loved it. So when they said that, you know, we're going to do Heidi this summer, I was like, I am game. Let's go.
Is it a musical?
There is a musical version, but we are not doing a musical version. We are doing just the straight play.
Okay. Yep. And it's going well. If we were to say that it was opening night tonight, would you be ready?
Actually, we're getting there. Yeah, almost.
That's good.
We're doing good.
I don't know that I've ever had a director say that. So
we're doing a lot better this time around than we have previous shows this early, or, you know, this close to opening. So yeah, we're actually kind of ahead of the game on a lot of stuff. So yeah.
The Copper Top Theater, that awards you some things that maybe you don't have at other places too, doesn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. Yep. Yeah, and we get to use, with the Copper Top, they're allowing us to use some of the costumes, which is kind of nice for them. And the space that we have there is pretty nice. Everything there is just, it's working great. I actually love working at the Copper Top.
What about costumes? Is that somewhat of a challenge?
It is trying to find time period pieces and pieces for our goats. We do have little kids that will be dressed as goats, and that is ones that are being custom made by Jenny, and she has been doing a fantastic job with all of our costumes. So she's stepped up to the plate and has done way more than I could ever imagine for somebody doing costumes for our show.
How many are in the cast?
We have 20 people. Okay. 20 cast members in total.
Uh-huh. So that's smaller than some, but it still presents some challenges.
Exactly. Yep. And we had, for me, it's hard because there's not just, I don't know how to word it. It's not just one person that you have to focus on, which of course would be Heidi, but you also have all of the characters in here are so important, and you don't want one character to be dressed a certain way and then not match their other characters. So it's hard to kind of get their contrast and their costumes right.
Well, the biggest challenge, I'm guessing, when you're going to put this on is to find the right person to play Heidi, isn't it?
Yes, that was a challenge. And there was a great number of little girls that came to our audition. So finding Heidi was really hard. But as soon as I saw Allison, I was like, I'm pretty sure that's going to be our Heidi. And sure enough, she accepted the role. So I was so thrilled that she did.
Are there age limits to who plays Heidi, or what, you know, how old you can be or can't be?
I didn't really look at their ages too much. I went by, honestly, just how their sizing went. Because I didn't want somebody that, you know, they can be a 10-year-old that can be more, you know, more taller or can be whatever. And I don't want to look at somebody that's 8 years old that's so small. So it was just pretty much however their physical appearances were that really kind of drew me into Heidi. Because she was exactly what we were looking for. And that's what Daniel said as well, is she fit the mold perfectly all the way around. And then her acting skills are phenomenal. Considering this is her first time for Community Players, but this is her second show ever. So I will let her tell you more about that.
How about that? Yes, to your right, Allison Adams. Good morning, Allison.
Morning.
Good to have you on the program with us. So tell us about your previous acting experience. What play was that?
The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, which I did earlier this year.
Mm-hmm. Was that enjoyable for you?
Yes.
And what part did you have in that play?
I played an elf, but also on some nights I played a hag, which is like a witch.
Were you familiar with the story of Heidi before you were cast?
No.
Not at all? So did you do some reading up on it?
A little bit. Like, I watched the movie, and I watched some, like, I don't know. I just watched other Heidi things, so I knew a little bit about it.
What has been the biggest challenge as you play this part in practice so far?
What I have the most trouble with is remembering the blocking. And the blocking is like how we move around the stage. And sometimes I forget where I'm supposed to go and when I'm supposed to stand up and sit down.
Okay. That can be a challenge. I know that from when I acted all those years ago. That's very true. So where do you go to school?
I go to school at Riverdale Elementary in Muscadet. And I'm going into sixth grade.
Okay. And that's great. So the summertime, a lot of times, you know, kids are doing whatever, fun activities. You probably had to learn some lines this summer, haven't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that one of your challenges, or?
Not really. I didn't really have much trouble getting my lines down.
Of the speaking cast, she was the first person to memorize her lines.
Well, that's pretty impressive. Is there a secret to memorizing lines, Allison?
I just practiced. But I didn't practice too much. What I find helpful is if you just feel like you had it, but then you're going downhill, just sleep on it, and in the morning, it's better.
Huh. Those are good tips. You could probably bottle it up and use that for other actors then. So do you have to sing any songs?
No, I don't have to sing.
Good. You know, the first time that I saw the cast, you were in the Rodeo Dairy Days parade. And you went by on a float, and I saw you there, and I said, oh, there's Heidi. You had to wear pigtails, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's part of it. What other costume? Do you have many costume changes?
Yes. I have 3 different costumes that I wear throughout the parade. And
the
I have... Not the parade. The show. And I do some quick changes. So I have lots of changing through costumes.
Do you have a good... family member, family base, a fan club, I should say, that's going to come watch it?
Yeah, I know a lot of people that are going to watch it.
Good. So bring them along and maybe more than once they can come see you then, too. Sorry, are you getting a little bit nervous, excited about the part?
I'm really excited about it. I'm a little nervous, but I'm mostly excited.
Have you had anybody in as far as an audience yet to watch this, Amy?
Other than the families, like her mom and her grandparents are actually helping out with the set. So my dad is also helping out with the set, and they'll stick around after they're done building things and see how it looks and see how the actors are doing with their, you know, with their set pieces that they built. And they're the ones that are our biggest critics right now.
Sure. But you need those, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I do. They've been super helpful. And then Andrew Sharp is our producer, and he'll help out. He's actually doing a teaching right now with me and Daniel to help us so we can become better directors.
Okay.
So with him being in the UW and did the theater program there, I'm like, well, you did really great with the cast. Now you should teach us how to be better directors.
Right. So you're kind of working on that. You're going to school a little bit yourself.
I'm not. Well, I'm not in school. Just having Andrew guide us, right, more or less. Yep. So that's been a lot of help, because there are some things where I'm like, I don't know how to, like, with John, I'm like, okay, John, this is where I want you to be, but I don't know how to get him there. So Andrew says, okay, well, as a director, this is what you can do to help push him into the right direction. I was like, oh, I would have never thought of that. So he's been a huge, huge help for me as far as learning how to be a better director as well.
And directing younger cast members, sometimes that can be a challenge, but it sounds like you've hit a home run with some of your casting.
I have. I love it. The kids are a lot of fun to work with. They, all of them, have been fantastic. And it is just, again, it is a challenge working with kids because it's like I got to, like, giving them examples of stuff. I'm like, I got to think an example for John is going to be a complete different example than what I would give to Allison, so they would understand where I'm trying to go with my train of thought. So it, that's the part that I'm kind of like, do you understand what I'm saying, Allison? I say that a lot.
But I'm guessing she does understand.
Yes, she does.
Sure. Looking ahead toward Friday, and we talked about having people in the seats, but are you looking forward, Allison, to having people in the seats there? And you hear that applause in the background?
Yeah, I'm really excited.
The first time when you were in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, and you had that audience, that was probably an exciting time, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I was more nervous that time because it was my first show. But by the time we got through a few of the shows, I was more comfortable with it. I got used to the people.
I'm guessing that your skills and talents can take you a lot of directions, but do you think you'd like to keep acting as you get a little older?
Yes. Yes. I love acting.
And some opportunities probably at Riverdale schools are coming up too for you, aren't they?
Yeah. Once I get into 7th grade up through 12th, I can be in the drama club.
Good.
So I'm excited for that.
We might even have you back on some radio plays because they usually come up and do a radio play once a year. So maybe you'll be back in the cast in that too. Let's move on and bring on some other cast members who are here this morning for us as well. And we'll talk to John Krem, who is here in the studio. John, welcome to the morning show.
Thanks for having me.
Last time you were here, I think you were singing. It's been a few years.
Yes, it's been quite a few years.
This part doesn't require any singing, though.
Good, because I didn't warm up.
No, you didn't warm up. So are you wearing what you'll be wearing on stage?
Oh, no. I've been wearing kilts since I retired from my job 5 years ago, just because they're comfortable.
Sure.
I've been dressed in a period costume of work pants and boots and a vest. So
you play the grandfather?
Yes, sir.
Which the part, if I recall, it's been a while since I've seen Heidi, but you have to be a little bit crotchety, maybe a little grumpy at first. Is that the case?
That's one word that Amy has not used on me. But yes, crotchety. We did an exercise for character study of our own character early on in the process. And I described myself as gruff and easily angered. So I'm still working on that. I get pre-show rehearsal notes from Amy and Andrew and Dan. Be madder, be angrier. So
does that fit your real personality very well or not?
I have never been as angry as I feel when I'm on stage doing those parts of the show.
But the part requires you to kind of change a little bit throughout the entire performance,
yes,
doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yeah, and I'm finding it. It'll be there by Friday, if not before.
Okay. So previous acting experience?
Oh, I've been doing community theater since 1995, I think it was. I went auditioned for my first show on a bar dare, and and I became a 45-year-old chorus boy. But the bug bit, and I'm not as active now as I was. I was living in Madison at the time, in Middleton, and I was doing sometimes 5 shows a year with different groups. But now I'm as I approach my dotage, I'm slacking off a little bit.
You bring up an interesting point, though, John. I think once that acting bug bites you, it's tough to get rid of it, isn't it?
Oh, yes, yes. And when I did my first few shows, I was too stupid to be scared. So I just got the, like Allison, I got the excitement part, and that's carried me through, and I just, it's something that I just dearly love to do.
Is this one of your bigger roles that you've had?
No, sir. I had the lead in Virginia Woolf a few years ago, played George.
Wow.
One of the most magnificent experiences of my acting career. And several other shows. I've had big parts, little parts, and working backstage and on stage and pre-stage and all that stuff. So, but this one's a nice, comfortable level for where I am right now. Yeah,
you know, there aren't a lot of grandfatherly parts in plays, are there?
I know. I wanted the part of Heidi, but they said I said I was too tall. So.
That didn't work out for you.
No.
But it's nice to have someone, you know, you probably don't require a lot of makeup either.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Yeah.
I just have to cover the sunglass paleness around my eyes, and I will be going a little bit whiter than my hair and beard is.
Sure.
Naturally, but yeah, so it shouldn't be too difficult.
What are the challenges of this part, since you've been, you know, kind of a veteran in these plays? This is probably different than a lot of roles you've had, isn't it?
The biggest challenge I've had is finding that emotion that the directors are looking for. I've learned my lines relatively easily so far. That may change as I get even older, but... I think the biggest part is finding that, because it's not a part of me to have that much anger as that the character needs to display when he's talking about the evils of society and civilization. But I'd say that was the worst part. Yeah.
Were you familiar with the story of Heidi before you took the part?
Well, back in 1960, my older sister got the book Heidi for Christmas, and we each of us four got a book that year, and I got to her first and says, "When you're done with that, can I read it before the boys do?" And she let me read it. But that was many years ago. But I have a general idea of the story and how it goes and flows, yeah.
And you have to work a lot with Allison Adams, and that's unique too. You're on stage a lot with her.
It's a joy. She is a real. She's a professional, whether she knows it or not. She's doing really good, and I know I'm making her uncomfortable now, but that's okay. So I'm really enjoying working with her a lot. Yes,
I'm guessing when you have someone as young as her pushing you, that's a different experience too, isn't it?
Yes. I will not repeat my thoughts that first night of rehearsal when she just sort of reeled off her lines without a mistake. I thought, come on, girl.
You thought, I got to raise my game here a little bit.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely. But yes. Yeah, so, and as Amy said, all these young people that we're working with, phenomenal. And it's been a blast. I'm having a really, probably too good of a time.
That's good. You just need an audience, don't you?
Yes, I need that audience, and I want it Friday. I won't say now. I want it Friday.
Opening night, Friday night. So what, you've been involved in community theater, not only here, but other places, but what does being involved in community theater mean to you?
It gives me an opportunity to be that someone else that a lot of us would like to be. It gets me out of the house. I get to meet some really great people, and it's a lot of fun. So, yeah.
Have you been to the Swiss Alps before?
No, sir. Closest I got was flying into the airport at Frankfurt when I was in the military way back in the day. But the backdrops that we've got painted of the Alps is, just wait till you see it. It's amazing. Amazing.
Yeah. Who's been working on the sets, Amy?
Actually, Allison's grandmother has been the one painting. Helen? Is it Helen Adams?
Mm-hmm.
She goes by Helen Marr, but mm-hmm. Yes, Helen Adams. She does. She says she loves painting. She likes the challenge of painting that big of a scene.
That is a big scene.
It is. It's huge. She has done, I'm sorry, I only know her as Helen. it's just Helen. But she has painted the Alps. And then on the backside of the Alps, there is an entire city of Frankfurt that she painted all by hand, as well as the entire set. Pretty much she has painted all of it. She's phenomenal. And we are blessed and honored to have her as part of the CP family now.
Very impressive. Yep. Sure. And as an actor, John, when you have that background behind you, that kind of fires you up a little bit too, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. One of my things that I like to do before every show is get on stage and just sort of, you know, feel the vibe, so to speak, and to be able to look up into those mountains and get the feel of it, because they're portrayed so realistically. It really gets one into the spirit and the characterization. So it's really great.
Yeah, I was wondering if you're on a side hill when you're performing, but not on a ramp or anything.
No, I get to stay flat on the floor, luckily.
Not simulating the mountains. Heidi opens up this weekend, and Amy, what are the times for this weekend?
So Friday, July 28th, and Saturday the 29th are 7 p.m. Sunday the 30th is 1 p.m. Then Saturday, August 5th will be at 7 p.m. and Sunday the 6th is at 1 p.m. And tickets are $5 per person for all ages.
And we have other cast members to join us here today. In fact, we have Gideon Ubday, who will be playing the part of Peter. So, Amy, again, not only was it a challenge to find the right Heidi, but Peter's a very important role here as well.
He is. Peter is another one of those that, to me, is an iconic role, as well as, you know, Heidi and Grandfather and the rest of the cast. So trying to find that perfect child that fits the mold, so to speak, was pretty easy to do with Gideon. He pretty much came in and he read for the part, and I was like, oh yeah, he's got this. He nailed it. We were extremely blessed with all of the people that came. There was only a couple of them that Daniel and I had to do some serious soul searching to figure out who, because we had so much talent come in for it. I'm like, okay, how do we do this? We had too many people audition, and but yeah, we were blessed with all of our cast, and I absolutely loved working, or have enjoyed working with Gideon this year.
It's a great problem to have when you have too much talent.
It does. It is, but it makes it hard for the directors.
I'll bet. Well, Gideon, welcome to the morning show. Good to have you here today, and tell us a little bit about yourself. Like where you go to school?
I go to the Richland Center Intermediate School. I'm going to sixth grade after the summer. And I'm 11 years old, and this is my second play, but not with community players, because my first play was The Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe with Andrews, my director. I played a goblin.
Okay. And you had quite a bit of makeup on, didn't you? So this will be a little different role. People can actually see your face.
Yeah, it's a little nervous this time, because last time I didn't really have any lines, so I just kind of had to act as a goblin. It wasn't much, but this time I have not too many lines, but it's still kind of exciting and nervous at the same time.
The storyline of Heidi, maybe kind of bring us up to date a little bit on that. So you kind of befriend Heidi, is that the case?
Yes. I don't talk to her much in the play, but because I'm not on it much, but she is my friend in the play, like, because she's the only other child on the mountain, I'm pretty sure. Because I don't know much about the show or Heidi, but I have read the book, so.
Okay. Had you seen any of the other movies or anything like that before?
No, I've never heard of it before, except I read the book, like, that's when I first heard about the play going out and the auditioning starting. That's when I start to read the book, because I just like the elves and stuff. I've never been there, but I kind of like that. Mm-hmm. How do I put it? The vibe of it, because I have grown up in like a forest area. I have my own forest, so
you can kind of imagine it anyway, can't you?
Yeah, I really like the backdrops that we have. It looks very realistic and reminds me of my own forest at home.
Awesome. So you're a goat herd, is that right?
Yes, I have 4 goats in the play.
Mm-hmm.
Only 2 of them has names. It's Snowflake and White Swan. White Swan's kind of the main goat of the show. And the other goats are kind of just, they're there. They don't really do much, but yes. My relationship with the goats are, I'm like mad at them because they're like, they always knock me over and run into me.
What's the biggest challenge of playing the part of Peter?
Probably just, like, I know my lines, but it's more like the emotions of when I'm saying my lines, because you have to, like, change that every time. Like, when Heidi's leaving to go to Frankfurt, I'm sad, but then when she's coming back, I'm straight happy again. So, it's...
Are you on stage much with Grandpa?
Yes, I believe my first scene, I'm with him, and then the last part of, the last scene, I'm with him and a few other cast members.
What are some other things you're involved in at Richland Center Primary School? Other interests that you have? Or favorite subjects or anything like that?
I really like to read when I, in my free time. And I haven't been in many other things than this in my last play, but I really enjoy, obviously, reading. I ride my bike around town. And fishing.
Sure. So you're able to do some other fun summer activities while you're doing that, where you're fishing. Are you going over your lines in your head, though?
Yeah, it's like whenever I bike to Coppertop normally, so I most of the time I say my lines in the heads when I, like when I'm there. When we're not starting it, I'm just repeating my lines in my head, and it just helps me remember it, but sometimes I say my lines too much that I'm not showing emotions when I'm saying them.
Sure.
So when I say them on stage, it just sounds like I'm saying them without emotion.
That's well said. That sounds like a veteran actor to me right there. You don't want them to get too mundane, do you?
Yeah, it's also sometimes I'm a little bit too quiet, and on one part I'm like yelling as loud as I can, so I don't know really when to stop yelling and be quieter, be louder. But the directors helped me with that.
Are you looking forward to finally having that audience?
Yes, it's very exciting. We already kind of have a small audience when we're practicing. Like Amy said before, we have her dad and then Allison's grandparents. But it's like it kind of feels like an audience. It's not huge, obviously, but it's enough to kind of keep you going.
You're going to have family and friends there on opening night?
Yes, I know a few of my friends that are coming, and I'm pretty sure my whole family is coming, but some of them live in Madison, so I don't know if they're going to be able to make it.
Yeah, I know that you're going to have other opportunities coming up as you continue on in school. Are you looking forward to being involved in other plays?
Yes, I love acting. Like, as soon as I did my first play, I knew that was just something I was going to do for the rest of my life. Like, I'm looking forward to going into high school and acting in those plays.
I know they have a really good department at Richland Center High School, so I know that they'll welcome you with open arms there. Anything else you'd like to add about the role as Peter?
I feel like it kind of fits me as a person. Obviously, I'm not a shepherd in real life, but like I'm barefoot in the play, and I most of the time run around barefoot in my yard.
And that's awesome.
For some reason, my dogs, I have 2 Samoyeds, they kind of relate to the goats as me because I still like them, but sometimes they can get on my nerves.
I don't recall ever being in a play where I was barefoot, but I would think that's going to make you maybe even a little bit more relaxed, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't really have to worry about my costume much. I just have a old shirt and pants and then a hat and my shepherd's hook. But I can just run around freely.
You don't have to worry about too much as far as props or anything, do you?
No, not much. It's just the only problem with being barefoot is every time I have to go home, the bottom of my feet are super dirty.
So it is like walking out in the mountain area, herding goats a little bit, maybe. Well, we appreciate you coming along. And John, anything else you'd like to add about your role as grandfather in the play?
Only thing I'd like to say is to everyone out there, come for Heidi and stay for the goats.
Okay.
Because they're going to... Well, just you'll have to come see them.
The goats are kind of like the highlight then.
Yes.
Good deal.
They are. They are.
Good. Well, thanks for coming along. We're going to say goodbye to Grandpa John Krem and also to Gideon Obday, the part of Peter in the play, Heidi. We'll go back to getting a few more in here in a little bit. Thanks for coming along, gentlemen. I think Heidi and our director are going to stay with us, and we're going to have more coming up on the morning show in just a moment. We are here to talk about Heidi, which opens this weekend at the Coppertop Theater on the UW-Richland campus. Amy Rohn, the director, is here, and we want to thank Gideon Obday, who was here just a little bit ago, and John Krem, both key actors in the play. Allison Adams is Heidi, and she stays with us. And we introduce you this half to Andrea Nundahl, who will be here today for us, and also Cassidy Macia-Young, who is also here, and Cassidy's playing the part of Marguerite. Andrea is the part of Clara. And so we'll say, first of all, good morning to Andrea.
Good morning.
Good to have you on the show here.
It's good to be here.
We bring you in the morning. I know you're spending some late nights, but you seem rather well rested.
If you say so.
Well, tell me about your part.
Clara is a girl who got into an accident and is paralyzed from her waist down. And I think that personally, in my eyes, she was very quiet and everything until Heidi came around. And Heidi kind of fixed it and made her grow out of her shell a little bit. And she just enjoys spending time with her best friend, I think.
Okay. So you had to get to know Allison and maybe become friends as well off stage too,
didn't
you?
Yeah. And it took a little bit for Allison to get used to me, I think, because every time we'd do a part, she's supposed to be like closer to me. I'd be like, we are best friends, get over here. And now we finally kind of warmed up and I make jokes to her all the time on stage and everything.
Oh, that's awesome. Playing this part though, so you're confined to a wheelchair, that presents some challenges, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think it can, like, it gives other people more challenges than it did to me. The first time I saw it, I was doing wheelies in that thing, like, that it was so fun to me, but other people have problems like steering it around. And I think like we just learned how to get me in and out of it. So, cause I am not always in the wheelchair. I'm also on the couch sometimes because it, you'll see, but you know.
So if you're in the wheelchair and the lights go down, does somebody roll you out or how does that work? Or do you kind of work yourself off?
I kind of just, like, if you mean on stage, uh-huh, when there's a blackout.
Right.
I don't think we have a blackout where I'm in the wheelchair.
Okay.
But if we did, I think I'd just get up. Uh-huh. Like, I'd just get up and start walking.
Just take off.
And everybody backstage would be like, oh, she can walk. I've heard it almost 100 times, especially from Cassidy.
I bet. After a while, you know, you get to, there's a few, you know, inside jokes I know and things like that.
Yeah.
As it goes on. So where do you go to school?
I go to Richland Center High School.
Okay. And what are some other things you're involved in there?
I play volleyball and I have for 2 years. I'm involved in band. That's basically it for the high school, but I really, things I enjoy, like English class, I really like writing, drawing, volleyball, all that, just everything really.
Yeah. So you're having fun this summer? Are you able to manage your time where you can have some fun stuff for a young person, but also be serious about the play?
Yeah. I'm really enjoying my summer so far, and Amy is making it a million times better by letting me be part of this show.
Is it your first acting experience then?
Oh, this is my 11th.
What? Really?
Yeah. It's my 11th show. I've been doing it since The Wizard of Oz, and I've done one every year except for COVID year 2020.
So it's in your blood, as we talked in the first half of the show.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to stay involved for life, it sounds like.
I'm trying.
Is this one of your bigger roles that you've had?
Yes, I think my other biggest role was Helen Keller in The Miracle Worker, but I didn't have any lines to memorize for that one, so that made my life a little bit easier.
That was a different role, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Where you just had to concentrate on acting and being where you were supposed to be.
I didn't know how to be blind or deaf, so I think Amy had to blindfold me sometimes.
Mm-hmm. to get you ready. So, Heidi, did you watch any movies of Heidi or anything like that?
I'm not going to lie. I didn't watch a single thing or read anything. I never do. I like taking on the part as I see. I like doing it like just how I think I should do it. And with some help from directors like Andrew and Amy, it makes my life a little bit easier, too. I say that a lot.
Are you on stage a lot with Heidi, Allison?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that I'm on stage quite a bit compared to what I normally am. Yeah, that's all I'll say. I don't want to ruin anything.
Do you have a good fan base? Your family and friends are going to be there?
Yeah.
Cheering you on?
Cheering me on.
So being kind of a veteran of the stage now, having been in 11 of these, you know, opening night is something you look forward to. Is that your favorite night to perform?
Opening night? No, it's either college night or the day after opening night.
Okay.
I just prefer those because a lot of the times my parents come after opening night. And, like, I know that nobody wants to go on the opening night because there's going to be a lot of people and it's going to be really busy. Like, they just want to enjoy the show, you know? So, and people end up coming the day after opening night. So that tends to be my favorite.
A few times, you know, there are mistakes on opening night that you don't foresee and that kind of thing. But you also have that nervous energy going into opening night too, don't you?
I'm especially worried about my lines because my mom has been bugging me about getting my lines memorized forever. Hi, Mom. I know you're listening. But it wasn't my lines that I had problems with. It was the order that they were in. And I just started to get them down right and perfect. But I worry that my nerves on opening night or when we're finally in front of people, I'll mess up. So people backstage have been starting to like help me out. I know Sharon, who plays the grandmother, she is like, if you mess up your lines, I will say something and that'll tell you to just like, that'll get you back. And I'll be like, okay, thank you. I shouldn't mess up. I promise I'm not going to mess up, but just in case.
I'm sure it won't happen, but you know, that always is a fear of an actor, having that happen. No doubt about it. Let's also talk today to Cassidy Macia-Young, who plays the part of Marguerite. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us the part about the part and the role of Marguerite.
Well, Marguerite is basically one of the servants to Clara's father, Dr. Sessamon, and she's specifically the cook, but she also works around the house, and then she also serves as a motherly figure to Clara and mostly Heidi, really.
Okay. Were you familiar with the role before you took this part?
I was not, no, honestly.
And the role of Heidi, you know, you kind of read, I mean, I'm guessing you had a little bit of a background, but probably not a full sense of it.
Not a full sense, not really, but I remember just going for it, and then I ended up getting the part of Marguerite, and I was like, well, I'll roll with it, so.
It works.
Yeah.
Right. What's the biggest challenge with the role?
I think it was figuring out my blocking, because I remember I was gone for an entire week, and we had a lot of blocking down, but then it was changed on me, especially for one scene, and so I had to figure out how to get that down before the show.
Mm-hmm. Lighting and you know, being where you're at, those are some things that the audience is not aware of, but
yeah.
As an actor, you also have to have that in the back of your mind all the time, don't
Absolutely. You? Absolutely. That is probably one of the biggest things to have in the back of your mind besides your lines.
Right. So where do you go to school?
I go to Richland Center High School.
All right. So you're in the high school with Andrea as well?
Yes, although she's going into freshman year, and you don't really talk to the 7th and 8th graders when you're when you're in the top 4 years.
Sure.
So.
Right, right. But you're getting to know people, and I think that's kind of the neatest thing about being in a play, because you hang out with people that maybe you normally wouldn't, don't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's just a really fun experience getting to know these people and getting to fit your role in with everybody else's role. And it's probably one of the most fun things about doing community theater. You just get to be with these people who you would probably never interact with otherwise.
Kind of helps we're neighbors.
Yeah.
Okay.
And your neighbors, too.
Yeah, that's true.
You can go to practice together.
Absolutely.
Are you involved in other performances at Richland Center High School, then?
I've been in the past two performances for the high school productions, although I'm not going to be in the next one. And then I'm also in forensics. I do band and choir. I do solo and ensemble. I do a lot of performing stuff for the high school.
So you know what nerves are all about, right?
Absolutely. And they've kind of faded over time as I get to be older and do this a lot more.
Try to turn that into confidence,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah.
Right. So you're just hoping to have an audience coming up on Friday.
Absolutely. Right? It's one of my favorite parts, just performing in front of people and hearing them laugh, hearing how they react to everything that happens in the play.
Are the goats kind of the star of the show then?
Absolutely. they are the cutest thing about the play entirely.
Indeed. So we look forward to that. Any costume challenges that you have or anything?
Not really. I mean, I don't really change my costume at all. I stay in the exact same costume because I'm supposed to be in like a uniform because I'm a servant, so.
Oh, I see. Okay. Do you have a lot of props that you have to handle, be responsible?
I do have to handle a couple props, but it's not like they're heavy or they're like fragile or anything. Most of the time it's pretty easy to just hold on to them.
Okay. So that's not something you have to worry about as much either.
Yeah.
Do you have, I don't want to say stand-ins, but do you have backup roles?
Understudies.
I was looking for the line. I couldn't think of it, Amy. Thank you.
Nope. For this show, we did not do understudies. I have for previous shows, like for Miracle Worker, I had understudies, and I'm glad that we did for that show, but this one, we didn't cast anybody for them.
I'm guessing everybody knows everybody's lines pretty well by now, though, don't they? That's the way it usually goes. You can recite other people's lines sometimes better than your own.
Allison's really good at doing that, so I'll catch her, like, if somebody kind of hesitates on a line, she's like, say this.
Which could be helpful on stage as well. Good. Final portion of the morning show is coming up as we wrap up our conversation about Heidi. That's next. We are wrapping up our conversation about Heidi, the play going on this weekend and next at UW Richland Theater. Amy Rohn, our director of the cast, is here today as well. You got a lot of people helping you out in the background, Amy.
Oh, yes. Brandon Merkel is doing our lights with Kevin Riley. They're doing a fantastic job of getting the lights exactly how Daniel and I had envisioned them to be, so that's great. Jessica Levake, she is our photographer. She's actually just opening up her photography studio, which is right next door to the downtown auditorium. And she's done all of our headshots and things in the newspaper, so she's a great photographer. Jenny Sadie, she's done our costumes with Sharon Zales, and Andrew being our producer and also stepping in again to help teach for directing, and all of the people that have helped with the construction and getting the carpenters and getting that all set. My dad, Jeff Bethke, Terry and Helen, and a lot of people. There's a lot of people out there that have been really helping set, help with the stage and everything. Talina is helping out quite a bit backstage. And our stage manager, she's been fantastic. She's stepped up to the plate when I'm like, I need this done. She goes, oh, I'll take care of that for you. I'm like, really? Great, thanks. That's awesome. So it's really nice having an entire team helping, because then it's not making me feel so overwhelmed of everything that needs to get done. So having all of these people help has just been a blessing, and I absolutely love it. It's our theater family. I always say that every year. Theater really is family, and everybody, it really does come together, step up, and help out a lot.
Well said. And some of the names you mentioned are ones that have been stars in the past, and here they are behind the scenes.
Exactly. Yep. So it's nice for them as well. I know for like Talina, it's nice because she's wanting to like step back and let somebody else kind of take the spotlight, since she was Marianne for me in Gilligan's Island. So this year she's like, all right, I'm going to do backstage stuff and let, you know, and just kind of help out. And I was like, perfect. That's great. That's exactly
awesome.
What I was needing.
Well, we look forward to it. Allison Adams is Heidi. And what are you most looking forward to about opening night?
I'm just really excited about the part that I got, and I am excited. I don't know. I just am excited to have this part.
Yeah, and the chance for people to see it. And yeah, and you've made some new friends doing this as well?
Yes.
Indeed. And we'll probably see you on the stage again at Community Players somewhere along the line, won't we?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we look forward to that. And this weekend as well. And Andrea, you know, anything, any parting comments you'd like to make today?
I just want to say I think anybody who's listening should come to the show because it'll be a really good to see like everybody's personalities, and it's more of a serious show at some points, and but also goofy in others, and I think that you will really like the surprise at the end.
Ooh, can't give much away. Cassidy, you're kind of the role of comic relief a little bit, aren't you?
A little bit, yeah. It's not, it's like I'm supposed to be a little bit sarcastic, a little bit just trying to lighten things up during certain scenes, either by being motherly or just being the comedic relief. It's really the best of both worlds.
Are you the same off stage? Are you kind of the motherly type off stage too?
Absolutely not. I would definitely not consider myself like that off stage.
So it is acting in another way.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. Definitely acting.
That's what it's all about. Well, good luck to you. We really appreciate you coming in and taking the time to talk to us today. And good luck, Heidi. We hope it goes well. We know it will. Amy Rowan, anything else you'd like to add about the upcoming production?
I'm really excited to see how many people we can fit in that audience. I'm going to see if we can outdo Andrew's show and have a sellout for Heidi this summer. That's my goal.
There's a challenge right there.
It is.
To us as the viewing public. So.
Yes. I've got to come and see the show so I can tell Andrew I can have a sellout show just like he has.
Do we need advance tickets?
No, you do not need advance tickets. They are sold at the door each night.
Good deal. Look forward to that. Amy Rowan, thanks for coming along.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
Get some rest there this week, too, as well.
Yes, thanks.
And we appreciate earlier Gideon Abde and John Krem, who are in here, and Andrea Nundahl, Cassidy Masia-Young, and Heidi Allison Adams joining us here on The Morning Show today.